This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks rally to close out the best February for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite in nearly a decade as investors digested a crucial inflation reading. The NASDAQ Composite closed up 0.9% on Thursday, finishing at 16,091.92, its highest close on record. This marked the first record close for the NASDAQ since November 2021. The S&P 500 added 0.5% on the day to finish the day at 5,095.88, a new record high. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average popped 0.1% on the day. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 had their best February since 2015. An inflation measure closely watched by the Fed continued cooling last month, matching Wall Street's expectations. The Personal Consumption Expenditures (PCE) index grew 2.4% year-over-year in January, a decline from last month's 2.6% print. Core PCE, the measure most often mentioned by Fed Chair Jerome Powell, came in at 2.8%, down from 2.9% in the month prior. The looming release of the PCE index data, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, had weighed on stocks all week. Policymakers have repeatedly stressed they want to see more signs of price pressures easing before committing to rate cuts. Meanwhile, Bitcoin held above $62,000 on Thursday after almost reaching $64,000 overnight. After a roaring rally, the likes of which haven't been seen since the run-up to the crypto winter of 2022, the leading digital currency is still within range of a fresh all-time high. Here were the trending tickers on Thursday. Snowflake stock is down nearly 20% after the data cloud giant posted quarterly results that beat analyst estimates, but product revenue guidance came in lower than expected. The company's full-year outlook also came in below expectations. Snowflake also announced Frank Slootman will step down as CEO but remain on the board. Slootman will be replaced by Senior Vice President Al Sridhar Ramaswamy. Shares of the chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices were trading 5% higher on Thursday, touching 52-week highs. Semiconductors have been on fire recently amid continued enthusiasm over artificial intelligence. A recent bullish note from Citi analysts also talked up the semiconductor sector, mentioning NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices, and Broadcom. And shares of C3.ai popped more than 20% after the data and analysis software firm posted better-than-expected revenue. C3.ai sales surged 18% to reach $78.4 million in its latest quarter, beating Wall Street estimates of $76.1 million. The company gained notable attention in early 2023 when shares soared amid the start of an AI frenzy. Short interest in the stock currently sits at around 33% of the float. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.